You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea, and you just heard Love Song by The Cure, which was written by Robert Smith as a wedding present for his wife, Mary Poole. They got married in 1988 and have been together since they were teenagers. And Smith himself said this about the song: "It's the most upfront, true, frank, and honest thing I've ever sung. It's about love, but also the inability to ever really know someone." And today we're doing something a little bit different. We're gonna do an entire episode focused on The Cure. So if you're a fan of The Cure, I hope you're excited. And if you're not a fan of The Cure, I guess I hope you stay tuned and are by the end of this episode. The inspiration for this is that I'm seeing them at the Shoreline tomorrow, and they're like a bucket list band for me. In high school, I had a couple different Cure CDs because CDs were how I listened to music in my car. And in high school, I was a moody teenager. I don't think that's news to anyone. The show is called Casually Crying. Anyways, I would drive around at night and listen to The Cure all the time. My love for them goes way back, so we're gonna get into some of my favorite Cure songs, although it's so fucking hard to pick. There's so many amazing songs that they have. We're also gonna hear some bands that influenced The Cure and Robert Smith in particular, and some songs by bands who credit The Cure as a main source of inspiration. So thanks for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm. Thank you. to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm Sweet Tea, and you just heard Boys Don't Cry, Close to Me, and Another Day, all by The Cure. And they were originally called Easy Cure. They formed in 1976, but by 1978, they dropped the Easy and were just The Cure. There have been quite a few lineup changes over the years. We're not gonna get into all of that, but Robert Smith has always been the anchor. And they released their first album, Three Imaginary Boys, in 1979, foreshadowing for a band we're gonna talk about later. And that album had Boys Don't Cry on it, and it was the second single from that album. Also, Close to Me is such like a happy and upbeat song, but if you listen a little bit more closely, it's hiding something pretty sinister within its lyrics. And I didn't realize this for quite a long time, but it's about this sense of impending doom that Robert Smith would experience, and it started when he had chicken pox as a kid, which induced this sense of like dread and like delirium, where he used to get these like horrible nightmarish visions of a head that used to like hover in a spot of light right above his door when it was ajar. The more you know, I guess. I hope I didn't ruin that song for you. And coming up, we're gonna get into some bands that influenced The Cure. Thanks for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
Texture like sun lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. temptress. Through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Christine,
This is Casually Crying on BFF.FM. I'm Sweet Tea. You just heard The Glove, Susie and the Banshees, The Stranglers, and Buzzcocks. All sources of inspiration for Robert Smith. He's also mentioned The Beatles and Pink Floyd as bands that he listened to a ton when he was a kid. Thin Lizzy was also one of the first bands he ever saw live. And for a while, there was a really close relationship between the Banshees and The Cure. They toured together, and in 1983, Smith and Steven Severin from the Banshees created The Glove and released one album called Blue Sunshine. And thanks so much for tuning in. Here at Best Frequencies Forever, we broadcast 24/7 from San Francisco, California. Our mission is to create powerful community radio that brings people together, and your donations help keep us on the air. You can donate to Casually Crying by clicking the support button on my profile at bff.fm/shows/casually-crying. Thanks so much for tuning in.
dragon, what a bright to we bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea.
Fire.
You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm Sweet Tea, and this is The Cure Special. You just heard three songs by The Cure: Fire in Cairo, The Love Cats, and Stop Dead. Love Cats is one of my all-time favorites. Smith also said that it was inspired by the Disney film The Aristocats, which I'd never heard until this week. I feel like I gotta double check myself on that one, because that's just like too funny to be real. It was also their first UK top 10 hit, which peaked at number 7. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
Yeah.
You're listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. You just heard Interpol, Smashing Pumpkins, Pixies, and Dinosaur Jr. Now we're getting into bands that have been inspired by or maybe just really admire The Cure. And these are just the ones that kind of popped into my head immediately. There's probably so many more. And the first song you heard was Dinosaur Jr. covering Just Like Heaven, which is Robert Smith's favorite cover version of that song. What a compliment. And Jay Masses from Dinosaur Jr. said that they originally recorded the cover for a compilation album, but when they finished it, they liked it so much that they didn't want to give it to them. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
Falling off and that's it. Jungle. This is called Friday, I'm in love.
I don't care if the road is blue.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I've been your host, Sweet Tea. Right now you're hearing A Forest, and before that you heard a live version of Friday I'm in Love. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. I hope I included some of your favorite Cure songs, and if I didn't, let me know what they are. By tomorrow night, I'll be screaming and crying at the shoreline with two of my closest friends. Shout out to Alejandra and Gabe. I love y'all so much. And if there's something you want to hear on Casually Crying, hit me up on Instagram at @casually_crying. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will catch you next week. Bye.